Okay, we'll call the Chief Consulting Committee meeting to order. First item on the agenda is, of course, roll call. Peter Lisi?
Here.
Present.
Mark Davis?
Bill present. Susan Martin?
Present.
Any other board members present? Right, we have a short agenda today. First item on the agenda is the minutes of our meeting from October 19th.
Do you want me to go over the changes, though?
Please.
As you probably saw in the email, submitted by Gerald, first to add the, you got the black line minutes with you, add the name of the firm, sort of the bond company that we approved. Before, but additional, that would make sure that the six that were, firms that were retaining, we just listed them here. Now, on the firms to serve as underwriter, we added that Lawrence noted that the firm Oppenheimer and Company was listed twice on my list in the staff memo. The two managed to be approved. Obviously, that was an error on my part. We took the Oppenheimer off and then changed the number of senior managers from 26 to 25 and 9 co-senior managers, and then listed all the firms that were approved. I didn't realize until after the meeting, I probably should have to brought over my error, that we had 35 responses, 25 for senior and 9 for co-managers. So it was 34. I know we had 35. Had I been able to look at it a little more, I'd figure it out. But so that leaves us with that, those changes. And then today we're going to be seeking approval for capital that we inadvertently left off.
All right. So we have amended minutes, as just discussed, in the your motion to.
I'll make a motion to amended minutes on the table.
Then moved. Is there a second?
I wasn't here.
I'm happy to second.
I have to abstain.
You're cool. I'm happy to second. any discussion? None. All in favor, signify by the sign of aye. Any opposed? Any abstention?
I have to abstain because I wasn't here.
Is that a quorum?
Yes.
all right. Minutes are approved. Second item on the agenda is the staff memo for the appointment of underwriters update.
Sure. Like I said, unfortunately, Loop Capital was inadvertently left off last month. So we're seeking to add them as senior manager. About the firm, the headquarters in Chicago. They were the largest minority-owned securities firm with over 250 professionals and 25 offices. They were ranked 14th nationally among senior managers for all negotiated municipal transactions in 2020. They're very experienced in the 501c3 financing, serving as senior, co-senior, co-manager for over 117 negotiated transactions, totaling almost $1 million. They state that they have one of the largest fixed income platforms in the industry. They're well capitalized with the excess capital of $81.8 million with an underwriting capacity of $1.8 as of June 30. The lead banker has over 28 years in the municipal securities industry, and I also believe they have served on the state financings as well. So with that, we'd like to add Loop Capital to the senior manager.
Thank you, Michael. Entertain a motion to approve the reapprove the senior managers and co-senior managers, with the only addition being Loop Capital Markets LLC.
I'll move it.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moving property second. Is there any discussion?
I just have a quick question. When you say it's the largest minority-owned securities firm, is that like in the country or in Chicago?
In the country.
In the country, really?
Not that many.
Siebert, Loop, Blaylock. There's a bunch, but they vary in size. That's a great question. I had a similar question, but
got through the thought process myself, because having worked to be an underwriter, I know you can slice and dice it many ways. They're the largest minority underwriter offices and headcount capitalization. Capitalization is William Shank. They're the biggest. With the recent merger a year or two ago, they are a bona fide big boy, but still a minority firm. But when you look at the offices in the country, I think it has 25 and Siebert has 19. Headcount is higher at Loop than it is. It is an accurate statement that they are the largest.
That's pretty significant.
Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by the sign of aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, motion carries. We have 26 seniors and 9 co's. Is there any other business for the committee?
Nope.
Can I just going back to Loop, is that, maybe I'm not reading carefully, is it an appointment or reappointment? Were they currently on our list?
Yes.
It's a reappointment.
Reappointment.
Okay.
Great question. Any new business, old business? So, entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move it.
Second.
Move properly second. All in favor, meeting is adjourned.